Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening. Good evening. I had an interesting phone call today from Eretz Yisrael, no less, from somebody who listens to the share every single day. Is that unbelievable? Is that interesting? And he told me that he knows that in Edgware, the minig used to, I don't know the minig, there was many years ago in the 1960s in Edgware, when in the early days of Edgeway, if I may say, there used to be a shul that used to be lacking for a regular weekday. There wasn't always a minyan. So there was a chazan, and the chazan had a son, and that son was pre bar mitzvah. I hope I'm not misquoting the story, but it was pre bar mitzvah, and often when there was nine people plus there was eight people, the chazan, and then his son. So altogether, you had a minyan, including the son, which was not bar mitzvah. So this was something which we're talking about, this halacha. Pardon?
9 years old, you said.
Yeah. He was, I don't know his age, actually.
We know that he's going to be...
He needs to be that correct. Yeah, I don't know the age. I imagine if he came to shul, probably, I don't know, interesting. So it did happen. But let's see again exactly the halacha. So let's go to the Shulchan Aruch again, and let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chof Dalet about that. Yesh matirid lo yomot dovah shebektusha betisha v'tzerev koton. Some say you're allowed to say dovah shebektusha if you've got a child. Shu yoysim ben sheish v'yodele mi yispal. It's to be 6 years plus. For Ronir in Divrem, Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't appear like this. This psak, like Gdola Poiskim, for the great authorities, it's not acceptable. It says Shulchan Aruch, v'hadin, the eved v'isha mitznafin, a slave and a woman does not add up to minyan. V'afilu de chumash shebiyod en etzafin, even if you've got a chumash in your hand, don't add him for minyan. Miyu, however, yeshnu egin lehokel, b'shaz hadchak. However, there is room to be lenient, b'shaz hadchak. The Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkot and Chav Dalet, first white line. This opinion says that you don't need to have a minion. This opinion that says b'shas adchak you have to be lenient, they don't require you to have a chumash. Certainly, that will, if you are makel b'shas adchak, that will be only for one minion boy and not two. Levush says there is no such minig. Never add a boy to a minion, says Levush. In our times, the minig is nowadays yes to add a boy with a chumash in his hand. Miu, however, dafkli shma bochu v'kadosh u'chiyuv, aval kadosh acholenu yoimu. So we're going to have distinguishes between bochu and kadosh, which is a real obligation. For that, you're allowed to add the cotton. Aval kadosh acholenu yoimu, but kadosh aftolenu, you may not, which is not a real obligation. For that, you're not going to rely on the cotton. Now comes the crucial line in the Mishnah Berurah. V'harbe acholenu machmirin shlo litzayev shum cotton. Many acholenu machmir. That you do not add a cotton afilu b'shas adchak, and even b'shas adchak, even on the extreme circumstance, you will not add a cotton. Add until sheyushlem lo yagim yud gimel shanim until he is bar mitzvah. This is, of course, clearly against the words of the Rama. The Rama said, if you've got on the extreme circumstance, if you have nobody else, you can take a cotton if you have to. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says, under any circumstances, do not take a cotton, even if you hold the chumash, without the chumash. This is the final psak of the Mishnah Berurah, Boisai, that you will not add a cotton even b'shas adchak. Holding a chumash, not holding a chumash. Now, just with regards to the chumash, I'm going to add one point. There is a big discussion in the poskim. Because, Boisai, what was the Rama talking about when he's talking about a chumash? Yeah. Of course, you're quite right. A sefer Torah, a sefer chumash. Of course, we're not printed matter. What he's referring to, he's not print. So there is achronim who learn that if you are mekel, you're going to be mekel with a sefer Torah, with a sefer Torah. So there is that minig as well. I don't know if I can call it a minig, but is that practice as well that if you've got only nine people, you're going to take a boy, and you're going to ask him to hold a sefer Torah.
What does it do?
It's a good question, And I do not know the answer to this mystery. I do not know. Because very, very much like the way you are putting it in Sifkot and Chof Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ale de Chumash, Teloi Machshivin, the opinion disagrees with that, and that's very much what you are saying. Teloi Machshivin on our cotton, we will not consider the cotton, Le'ish, to a man, Ale de Sha'oiches Chumash Biodoi. By holding a Chumash, you're not going to become big. You're not become an adult by holding a Chumash. So you're very much, you're very, I don't know exactly the answer. I don't know. There is definitely some sort of Shas Adchak element in it, that it's taken not quite a minion, but some sort of something. But yeah, because of course we know, and I'm very much in line with you, that I don't fully understand it, because we know that Shechina is Shoyre be'asore, and Ein Shechina Shoyre be'poches me'asore. So exactly how are you going to have 9.5? 9.5 is not 10, and you have no Shechina beyond with 9.5. So it's a bit of an enigma. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, the Rama does say that b'shas adchak you can. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, you cannot. The Mishnah Berurah asks a question on the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah wants to know, what happens if the minion will be, you're jeopardizing not just this minion. Now, you've got, but you know that if people are coming from all over the town, imagine a city that's got very, very shvach a minion. Imagine a Kehila, very shvach. What good place? Can you think of a good place out of town?
Kenton.
Okay, Kenton. You've got literally 10, 11 people. You just managed to, on a good day with a lot of phone calls and texting, you're going to get a minion. Occasionally, you're not. It's now only 9 people showing up. Now, you know very well that if you're going to allow this minion to happen by a cotton and the 9 people plus the cotton, you know that people are going to come back again. You know, but if they're going to walk home empty-handed, because there was no minion, what will happen? What will happen next week? They're not going to show up again. They're not going to show up. If they walk, they are happy to be Moshe Nefesh, to have a minion. But if they're not, even at the end it's not happening, they're not going to bother coming next time, yeah.
Isn't it kind of analogous to saying people come if there's food? Now, it's not really strictly kosher. I mean, there might be a bit of chazer in it.
Yeah.
Whatever, like, if you do it, fish has a cut. Like, either something was written, isn't it?
Good. Oh, there isn't, right. But it's right. So the question that I'm asking, maybe I should phrase as follows. When the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't be mekel, and ein letzav for a minion afilu b'shas adchak, does he also mean that kind of shas adchak or not? That it's going to challenge not only today's minion, which is obviously lost, but it's also going to jeopardize future minyanim.
Say
very good. Yeah, according to me.
With less than 10.
Very good. You're quite right. Your mama's right. Absolutely. So Pesham Zalman says exactly what you were saying. Pesham Zalman says that according to the Mishnah Berurah, even if the knock-on effect is going to be that there's not going to be a minion, not tomorrow, not in 2 days, and not next week, and not in 2 weeks. According to Mishnah Berurah, there is no permission to add a child to the minion. You will not add the child to the minion, whatever happens. Very much in now what you're saying. He's not a minion. It doesn't help. He's not a minion. You can't do an avla like the way you're saying it. You cannot do something which is wrong just to allow a minion to happen tomorrow. So therefore, Pesham Zaman, understanding in Mishnah Berurah is, in its halfway. I must add, there are poiskim and achoinim who do not take the view of the Mishnah Berurah. There is, in some circles, there is achoinim who are more lenient with regards to that, and although, admittedly, without full comprehension of this concept, but there is achoinim who will permit under some extreme circumstances to allow the minyan man to be a boy. And Moshe writes about this in a tshuva in very extreme circumstances. He's also very, 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 very b'shas adchak. He doesn't really like it at all. But there are other, in some poskim, you'll see that under some extreme circumstances they're allowed. But again, this is against the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Hei.
Let's just ask.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have a concept, I think, which is quite a Sephardim, when a boy can join for a Zimun.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. Mirz Hashem. I think your question will be answered. Sif Hei. Im Loi Hevishtei says, we now go back to the definition of a man who is defined as a man for a minion man. So we're going to speak about bar mitzvahs, but before that, The Shulchan Aruch says, well, who is actually considered a man? So the Shulchan Aruch is going to say, you need to reach physical maturity. Im lo hevi shtei sairas, if he didn't bring two sairas, afilu gadol meshanim, even if he is bar mitzvah, dinoy kekotn is considered a minor. Ad sheyetzirov shnoi sav, shaz is barishu soris. So if there is no shtei sairas, according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, he's going to be, he needs to reach, he needs to be gadol meshanim, if there is no shtei saris, you wait until he's 35 years old, and then he's going to be considered a saris. That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. If he's got simone of being a saris before that, he's considered a gadol. However, the Ramah paskens halacha lemaisa as follows. Nowadays we don't go according to Cyrus. As soon as he reaches his age, God will be considering him a boy, an adult. And we say for this matter, he has two hair. So this is what the psak of the Ramah, that we assume from bar mitzvah that he's fine, and that's halacha l'maaseh, how we paskan. Shulchan Aruch continues in Seif Bav. Im hischil echad me'asor leispal levadoi, ve'ein noyochel anu isimohem, and you cannot respond. So they start the davening, but one of them cannot answer. Oy, oh, shuyoshin, he sleeps. Afilochi, nevertheless, mitzori from ahem. Rabbi Yisai, very important shaila. What happens? This Seif in Shulchan Aruch is going to address the following shaila. What happens if one of the 10 people fell asleep? You know what? They had to wait such a long time for Chazal Sashatz that one actually just simply fell asleep. He had a long day. You know, it was a mincha in the summer, in the deep after, and he just finished, and he sat down, and he just fell asleep. And everybody's much too English and much too polite to wake him up. Is that, can you start Chazal Sashatz with a sleeping person? No, you cannot. Cannot, he needs to have das, as long as he's sleeping doesn't work. And another shaila which will be addressed here as well is, Rabbi Yisai, very, very noiga. What happens if a person is still davening? Can you count somebody who is still davening? Can you count him as a part of the 10? He's here, he's in the room, he's an adult, he's got das, but he's davening. Can you? Pardon? One. You can count? A mispalel? Okay. So both the Yoshen and the sleeping person and the mispalel, they have something in common. Sometimes they have more things in common. But there's one thing in common, that they are in the room, they are here, and they are adults, they are males. But they are not really tuned in, they're not in sync to the tefillah. One, because he's davening, and the other one because he's sleeping. But really the shaila is in a way quite similar. They're not tuned in to the davening because they're either sleeping or davening their own tefillah. So that's similar. And this, both shailas is discussed in this Shulchan Aruch. Let's see this again. If one person is davening his own, he's davening his own thing. And he cannot answer to the Omein or to the Baruch Hu Vach Shemoi Omein Nishmerah but to anybody else. He cannot answer because he's davening himself. Oi, alternatively, Shu Yoshen is sleeping. Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, Mitztoref Imohem, he joins them. He adds to them. The sleeping person and the davening person, according to this Psak in Shulchan Aruch, yes, they are added, they are counted to the minion. Why is that? I mean, I think we can understand the rationale. Why is that, Rabbi Yisai? What would you say? What's the rationale behind it? Exactly. Absolutely. Shechina is Shoira. There's a Shechina, the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence is when you have a minion. When it's 10 men gathering together, 10 men together, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Shechina comes down. Now, they don't necessarily need to be active. It's the presence of 10 men who brings about the Shechina. So if one person never fell asleep, one person, it doesn't affect that to some extent, it doesn't affect it. according to this opinion. Therefore, we can understand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah addresses this and says the following in Sifkot Lamed Beis. Echad me'asara. V'hu adin yoisem echad. So, Shulchan Aruch's word was, echad, one of them is either sleeping or davening. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin yoisem echad. It doesn't have to be only one, it can also be more than one. U'bilvad, and only, she'yisharu rubam she'en mispal nishmon esra v'chon la'anu yisimoyim. You need the majority who are actually physically tuned in and davening. So you have six people davening, you have two people who are sleeping, and two people who are davening, the own Shmoneh Esreh, that's fine. You've got 10 people, you've got majority who are answering, you're fine. And some disagree and say, no, it needs to be only, can only this leniency only applies to one person and not more than that. With regards to a sleeping man, when it comes to a sleeping person, you certainly can't be make more than one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, with regards to a sleeping person, it's not so posh at all. Since these many machmim were cholek, and they're not so happy about this psak, so certainly don't be makel with more than one sleeping person. You know, just one is a cool as it is, more than one certainly not. But if you've got other mispalalim, there is room for leniency all the way up to four mispalalim who are not answering because they're having their own thing. There is room for leniency up to four people. They're not, but there is room for leniency for four. And with regard to a sleeping person, only one. Yeah.
Why four chazos hashatz do we wait for more than?
Very good question. What about chazos hashatz? Now, this is a very good question. The answer to that question is the following. There is a bit of a hidden kasha here behind the Shulchan Aruch. And the hidden kasha is that we find elsewhere, specifically with regards to halacha of Chazos HaShatz, the Shulchan Aruch paskens later on that if people are not saying Omein and Baruch Hu V'Och Shemoy with regards to Chazos HaShatz, the Loshna of Shulchan Aruch is that it's very close to Baruch Elav Atole. If you haven't got 10 people who are responding and replying to Omein during Chazos HaShatz, it's very close to Baruch Elav Atole. So you've got an obvious question. What's the obvious question? Yeah, on the one hand, over there, we're saying you need to have... Over here, we're learning sleeping person is fine. And over there, certainly a sleeping person does not answer Omein. So you've got a bit of a kasha. And this is a very... So there is various answers to the Achronim. Various answers. Either that... There's various approaches in the Achronim. The most straightforward answer is probably, what would you answer, Rabbi Yisai? That what? But how can...
The bracha itself needs people to answer.
Say that again, why is it close to Baruch Elav Atole? Why are you not meant to do Chazos HaShatz?
Why are you saying...
But he says that don't lechatchila do Chazos HaShatz unless you've got 10 people saying Amen.
Correct. Because you're saying brachas, and that could be a bracha l'atala.
As opposed to here. Why is he not brachas? What are we talking about over here? So I think what you mean is that. Oh, very good. Very good. So there is an approach in Achronim that's saying literally what you are saying, that there is a distinction between Chazos HaShatz on the one hand, where you need to have mamash 10 people saying Amen, and over here where we're not talking specifically with regards to Chazos HaShatz, we're talking about Kaddish. Kedusha Baruch Hu. Yeah. Yeah. Kedusha is a bit of a question mark maybe. And the emes is, It's machloek as a chonin. The Mishnah Berurah here is not so. Yeah. It's not necessarily Hashem's name. It's Chazos HaShatz being more stringent. Chazos HaShatz being more chomor. So it's not. The truth is, I'm saying this it's a poshuta answer, and it's an answer that many achronim take. However, in the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, it's a bit hard to learn that because the Mishnah Berurah in the Bialocha seems to be saying. Not like that in the Bialocha. So the question remains a little bit according to the Bialocha, how to approach Chazos HaShatz. He seems to be learning, if you're looking into the Bialocha over here on the top left, He seems to be learning that Chazal Shalom is a bit similar. But so there is definitely many Achoyim who want to distinguish, and that might be the Pasha Pshat at the beginning. What do you think? How would you answer otherwise this Stira, this seemingly very difficult contradiction between, over here we're learning that Yoshen does not add up, and over there we're learning that everything over here we're learning Yoshen does add, and over there we're learning that everybody needs to say Amen, 10 people need to say Amen. How does that work? It's a very Pasha Nakasha. I don't know what the other... Right, so he says Korv Ladovel is, yeah, so Lechatchila Yitaka should have 10 people saying literally Amen. That's exactly what
you can't control.
You can't control. You can't control. But
people just stay.
It's Korv to be. So let us see what the Mishnah Berurah adds over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Gimel says, Oshi Yoshin Ein Beprim Begotim Shkot Uladina Inin Zimun Asor Gamken Yoshin Mitztarif Ladas Shulchan Aruch Kmenin Tfila. With regard to Zimun Rabbi Sai, when you have 10 people who say Lekeinu, so what happens if one of them fell asleep after that ice cream? Happens to me every week, I'm afraid. So if you've got 10 people when I say Elokeinu by Zimun, if one of them is sleeping, so fine, so you can just do the Zimun, you can say Elokeinu with it's fine, the fact that he sleeps doesn't matter. It might be a bit rude, but as far as the Zimun is concerned, it's fine. Kiasa Torah and lining is a questionable. Kiasa Torah and Sias Kapayim and Duchening, it's questionable as to whether a tenth sleeping man counts or not. Achlin Kiasa Megillah bevadein ayoshen mitzdarf ilasol lekul amon. Same with regards to Kiasa Megillah, you cannot have a sleeping person by the Megillah. Why not? Rabbi Isai, any guesses? Pardon? But can you? You'll never. Yeah. Okay, Shmir, you're saying. Mishnah Berurah says something else. Mishnah Berurah says, Megillah boy asor piersum, and it's of Yoshin leke piersum. If you've got a person sleeping, he's lacking badly in piersum anes, and therefore he will not count, and you have to make sure that all the 10 people are awake. And finally, Mishnah Berurah sefkot lamedalet, mitzvah yifamim, bechol asorah, with all 10 people, shem gdoilim shchina shai b'neim, 10 adults, yifkot shchina, as it says in the post, when it's kadashti, a cotton is not considered by Kedusha at all. I'm betaz. The taz is choylek, lein in yoshen, v'sviril lein mitzdarf. The taz disagrees with the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and he says a sleeping person will never add up. By the way, Reb Gideon, the taz and other achronim, they base themselves from that stira, from that very stira. Says, a sleeping person cannot count. Ideally, you should try to wake him up gently. At very least, make him like this, like half asleep. But certainly, don't let him get away with it. Get a big nigelwasser bowl and put it over him so that he can say that. Start going for chazoras hashatz. To recap, what we learned tonight, we learned about we went over the halacha of a ninth person. A tenth person, being a cotton with a chumash or without a chumash. The Ramo is Mekel, and he says, Peshat Chak, you can't be lenient. The Mishtabut disagrees firmly, and he says you can never add up a tenth person being a cotton, with or without a chumash, doesn't make a difference. You cannot add a boy as a minion man, whatever happens, even Peshat Chak. We learned about gadlos, when it's somebody called it gadlos, when it's a person called it gadol. Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah learns that we don't care about Sairis, we go according to 13 years old, bar mitzvah, you count him and that's it. We then moved on, we see Vav, who told us that if one person is asleep or davening, then you can, Shulchan Aruch says, you can add him for minyan. The Mishnah Berurah adds to that it's only with regards to the 10th person being sleepy good davening. If it is, if more than that, not. There is room for leniency with regards to four people who are davening, but certainly not sleeping. We moved on and we learned with regards to Yoshin is actually a machloikas. Taz and other achrayim learned that actually you cannot pass like the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. And if a person is sleeping, you cannot add up for minyan. And so we should, I suppose, all make sure to stay awake during Chazal Shashatz tomorrow. Fine.